Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, My Sheep Hear My Voice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me to, let's go to Genesis right now. Genesis 3, and we're going to get a lot out of this. You know what's exciting about this? The truth arms you so that you are not ignorant of the enemy's devices. And when we get these things established in us, the enemy will come try to lead us into a trap. We'll see it coming a mile away. We'll go, nope, not going to do it. Not going to do it. Is that worth a little bit of our time tonight? Absolutely save us from the enemy, some kind of setup that he had for us. He's a persistent cuss. He will work on some kind of trap for you for 30 years. See, we, being mortal like we are, we don't think like spirit beings that have been around for millennia. He'll sow a seed and he'll try to work you into that trap for 50 years. If you don't bite the first 300 or 400 times, no big deal. He'd just keep working it. Just keep trying to maneuver you. Just keep trying to get you mad. Keep trying to get you upset. Keep trying to get you depressed. Keep trying to, and maybe you come close one time. Well, that's just encouragement. Then we're on the right track. Pour it on some more. Now, some of these things I need to repeat a time or two because some mind renewal is needed here. Before we read this, I want to read the verse we just read again. 1 John 2:24. What did the Spirit of God say here? Let that therefore abide. What does abide mean? One word for abide is stay. Let it stay in you what? That which you heard from the beginning. If that which you heard from the beginning shall what?
Remain.
He uses another word to emphasize from another angle. Remain in you. Then you will continue. What happens, looking from a Hosea, when you continue? If we follow on and we stay with it, we'll know.
Amen.
We'll know. So if this is true, and obviously it is, what's the enemy going to try to get you to do? He's going to try to get you off of what the Lord gave you from the start.
Amen.
And here's the thing. We're talking about hearing from God. We're talking about being led by the Spirit. And it is so important to learn that we can hear from Him specifically, directly, to learn how He communicates with us, these kind of things. But here's a truth too. You can absolutely hear from the Lord. I mean genuinely hear from Him and be 100% clear on it and still totally miss it. That's what happened right here in Genesis where you're holding. Genesis, the 3rd chapter, verse 1. Now the serpent was what? More subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Ephesians says, when it talks about spiritual warfare, it doesn't talk about warring against the might of the devil. It talks about against the wiles of the devil. That's his trickery. That's his schemes. He's very tricky, very deceptive. And he said to the woman, what did he say? Has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said, you know, we're not real clear on that. What'd she say? We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Is she confused? Does she sound confused? No. You know, sometimes people have said, well, he didn't say don't touch it. How do you know? They had conversations all the time. She's clear. I said, she's clear.
Amen.
Does she sound confused to you?
No.
According to 1 John, what are you supposed to do? Stay with what God gave you from the beginning. Is that right? And if you'll remain with what God gave you from the beginning, then you're going to continue with the Son, with the Father. The path is going to get brighter. You're going to follow on. You're going to know. So what's the enemy trying to do right here? What did he say? Verse 4, you will not surely die we might say a bald-faced lie. What's he trying to do? Get her away from what she knows God said. And it worked. It worked. They have heard from God. They do know. Don't eat of that tree. Leave the tree alone. If you do, you'll die. They're not confused. They're not standing out there going, God, if you'd just talk to us about the tree. What about this tree out here? What's going on with this? No, they are crystal. Somebody say crystal, crystal. They are completely clear. And yet, even though they've heard from God, and they know exactly what He said, and they're completely clear on it, they still, both of them, totally missed it. Because they let the enemy lead them away from what they had at the beginning. They, through what the enemy's reasoning and subtlety, through looking at the tree and imagining the fruit and imagining the benefits of the fruit, it became what used to be very simple, became complex and complicated. And they got away. And what happened when they listened to that and went to take of the fruit of the tree, who's leading them now? Why are they doing this? Because of what the enemy told them. They have forsaken what the Lord told them, and they're doing what the enemy told them. They're not following their Creator anymore. They're following the serpent. And where did He lead them? Into sin, disobedience, distrust of God, and death. Somebody say, don't follow Him. Don't follow Him. 2 Corinthians 11:3, He said, I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Truth is always simple. Because it's true. It's real. It's right. But the enemy will not leave you alone just because you see it and know it clearly. And we live in the perfect environment for him to thrive. Being so heady, so intellectual. And what that is pride. Pride of intellect. Pride of intelligence. And the enemy loves it. Oh, he loves it. That's one of his favorite things. That you think you can match wits with him. It's laughable. He's been doing what he's been doing for millennia. He's seen everything that can be seen and heard with human beings. We talked about that during Greater Faith Conference. If the enemy can get you over in the reasoning realm, he'll defeat you every time. But if you'll keep him over in the faith realm, faith doesn't have to understand. Does it? Faith just accepts what God said. That's it. Yeah, but what about? I don't have to know what about. Yeah, but what if? I don't have to know what if. What if Eve and Adam had stood their ground right there and said, yeah, don't eat of the tree. That's it. Yeah, but you won't. They said, shut up. No buts. God said, that's it. Y'all are just simpletons. Yeah, and safe. See, didn't he say, I'm concerned about you, Corinthians, that you be removed from the simplicity. Amen. Who's trying to remove you from the simplicity? Another way of saying the simplicity is remove you from what you were so clear on at the beginning.
Yes. Amen.
Now go with me, please, to 2 Kings 13. Say it out loud while you're turning. Stay with what he told you. The first time. Just stay with what he told you. What if Adam and Eve had just stayed with what he told them? The enemy is using the exact same tactics on every generation of human beings since Adam and Eve. He doesn't need to do something different. It's working all too well. He tried it on Jesus. Jesus is my hero. Is he your hero?
Yes.
He tried it on Jesus. You remember? He tried to tempt Jesus, and Jesus said, it is written. That's it. So you know, what does the enemy do now? He comes and starts with, it is written. He's tricky. He's tricky. It is written. He'll give his angels charge over you, and they'll bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You believe that verse, don't you? Don't you? Well, then leap off this pinnacle if you really believe it. Oh, you don't believe it? If you believe it, jump. Prove it. Prove your faith in God. Leap by faith. This is the devil talking. He's talking about faith, and he's quoting scriptures. He's tricky. He's tricky. Did Jesus say, yeah, it does say that. It does say that. Was he confused? Did he wrestle with it? No, because he knew other scriptures. I said he knew other scriptures. It is also written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. And the enemy could not confuse him or corrupt the simplicity of the truth of the word with him. So he couldn't lead him to jump off in a tempting God situation. The enemy was unable to lead Jesus ever throughout his whole life. Do you want to be like that?
Yes.
No matter what he did, Jesus wouldn't follow him. He only followed the Father.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, My Sheep Hear My Voice, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.